আলটা পাখির সামনে
Never went back.
I went back and they all didn't successful.
So what did you do after that?
Nothing. Well, he had his case.
From what sort of background was he? Panadura or?
No, no. I don't think he was.
But you don't know where he had been educated?
That's not true. I mean, at that time I knew Kiri, but then I didn't know the man. Yeah. I know this is what actually happened. Another man might be able to give you something if you want to about his background, if you have it. Jans, who has left East, who was the chief clerk some time back. Very old. You should know something about this. That's, I don't think that's hardly anybody else who will know anything about Kirsi.
Did Peter Silva and John De Silva know English? I suppose they must have.
John Silva did English. John Silva's father, John Silva. John Silva was a doctor, kind
of
mistake.
Of course, yes, he was.
Yes,
no, even Mr. PCH Das and MC Pereira and older Salgados, were they single educated or English educated?
English
education. They could speak English. Well,
I don't know. English.
Very well educated English. The other people are also very well
educated. Who?
PCS.
Mathisargad. So, when they did business with the Excise Commission and GA, would it have been, I mean, when they went to meet them, did they speak it Singhalese or English? Singhalese.
At that time, very few people had the courage to go and see a GA or a commissioner direct. They always went through the chief clerk.
Or the Kachari Mitri.
Or the Kachari Mitri. Now you are even in the banks, because always through, now you never saw a manager. Now it was through the shop. And these shops don't like if you see them directly. Now I know that recently, sometime back now, somehow or other I had got into head of meeting the principal direct. We have been brought up on some very independently and freedom that we never went through a party. Now it's a constant. I found this chap. I used to deal with the bank manager, and then later on somehow or other this shop had, I think, I never went to him. He one day, when I went for some cash, and get payment, after he was a supplier, he asked me, I never took serious. I was father said, I say, I want this money, how can you get it? You have to pay him funds and all that. For no problem.
Yes.
But that has been the custom.
Yeah, in fact, going back to old times, weren't there certain occupations like that of apothecaries and overseers where they didn't have all these status symbols, but where they made good money?
Good? Mm-hmm.
Even now?
I'm an apothecary, father, 50 cents, 100 rupees, I mean every patient.
But those days it was a practice.
Yes.
What about the overseers and storekeepers? How did they make money?
They were metal. Now each piece of metal put on the norm. You have a certain amount of pills here. Then they finish these things are all measured up. Then they are quietly, you start doing on the road. A part of the metal is upsetting the road, the rest of the metal is filled up somewhere else, you broke them on a new metal. So did he pay twice over?
Now
he has six cubes here, for this road. Then you start doing the road. Out of this cube, you apply two cubes or three cubes. Then the other three cubes are transferred onto the other side.
And charged,
because you get a fair amount of metal also. Mix the two or put that in top. And there's another three cubes. You are paying for three cubes, right? And labor also, they are sometimes paid for labor.
Which they don't employ.
They don't employ. Then they go by measurement, you know, side cutting, these things, no one. And how can you do it?
How can it be?
Humanly impossible. Say you have your own estate. You think you can count 10 acres of land? You get 4,000, 5,000 votes per acre. That's 50,000 votes. You are so okay, do you think you can count 50,000 votes? Some people, But I think in the olden days, we don't think the juniors also had a hand in this.
Weren't some of the European engineers also... They made money in commission?
Yes.
Material. The big firms.
They had to save this. They were foreign rulers. So they had to keep up a position. They didn't want to, they only degraded themselves to this lower position. That I don't think they did. They always had to
keep status.
Ruling. That they were, as human beings, they are all that.
What about the storekeepers too? Usually they have plenty of money. And all these people had good dowry value, you know, they always used this to get their daughters married to doctors and engineers.
They are all living in cash.
Never in banks.
Even these estate owners, some of them, they have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left at home. Because they have a system of business and they do have money.
Don't you think that from the point of view of development, say you have enterprises, now many of our leading people, say M.C. Pereira, M.A. Pereira, any of them, they had a lot of interest, land, a bit of arak, then various little shares in coconut and paddy and things like that. Don't you think they were dispersing the energies? In a sense, why take up all these little things?
Well, at that time it was not dispersing the energies, it was simple. Today it's different. Now you are at Trophy, Here, you have the money, you give it to them, it's a pleasure. The villager comes, meets you, talks to you, meets him, meets you.
You buy the share, it doesn't matter whether
you get a position, then you send to the lawyer, I have a note, he comes and he writes it for you, he looks into it. So otherwise there was no means of building up an extension. They are all.
But little plots here and there, how do you profit from it?
No, I mean, it's there. India acquired quietly. Now my father must have had 400 million of land in
fact.
Some of these things we must have bought in small blocks.
Gradually you amalgamate.
Yes, gradually we must have had. And if there has been, yes, I have had. After the 40 years left. This end has been by that much. We also have.
But say out in the village areas when you buy it, unlike a town, it's not so valuable. Right?
I mean, I told you that at that time there were no towns, no towns, it's also the village. So we are villagers living in the village, then it became a town. See, now when we are telling that Kalambu, then must have influenced by the day. What is simple? Ordinary.
Yes, but say you have 100 little interests. How do you supervise them in here?
You just take a big part of that amount, that interest in that form. A man who lives in the village, he goes on buying land, acquiring, and he builds up a property. Why? So while he buys, he has his own, some like henchman.
Who supervises?
He follows. He's a villager. He's a thugger in that place.
Thugger?
He respects him.
Not frightened of it. That means they take advantage.
Yes. Take advantage. But if you are not to be with kept and all that, then they don't try to take advantage. Once they disturbing the situation. And you power.
But
all over the world, in every aspect, is that I was just reading for the second time. Dr. Russell's power. Huh? So if you read for the second time with all this background, you see what power is. Now what is? That is the next stance today. Ayyab Lassi said, he's my feet. Huh? He knows things. No one can attack you. He is right. And he thinks that that's my way. That I say bad or bad, I ought to see my stick or my clock on the board, I have given it. Not other clock typing. So when this happens, in the next step, he has to ask me, I wish you, whom do you ought to address this? If I said, Prime Minister, you said, don't look at this too much. I said, no. Then he says, then you are trying to defend me. You are asking your question, putting me in awkward position.
On what subject was this?
You know, we are now living without onions. I get 2 ounces of onions. And they had discussed some onions yesterday. But then in the third part, they say, you don't use this part. So my question is, I have 2 ounces of onions in it. And I'm impossible to believe. Why is it? I said, the person who expects me to go at this stage and stay in a queue. They found the money. I said, why don't you do it? Get your own extra, you are much younger than me. Very important. Oh, my God, yes. I can be high. Will I be high?
Pardon?
Sir.
His outlook.
Yes. To me, I don't think he has said I can be that much to that extent. Now he wants to see that all this ruling is done. In the country. Now he is there. Now he has to say unmarried. Now that brother is the same actor. Papa is the same actor. Son is there. So they will quietly introduce that person to you. So after him, unexpected happens and then Baba Sahajnagar might have succeed because they will be sitting there. Now there is going to be a clash between the two cousins now.
Arji and...
Yes, now he wants to see this how I do it. Now he is keeping the DSA matters. This man, now he doesn't even allow Papa Senayaka son to get in his person. Now look at this. Looking at it impartially, that is how it strikes me.
Yes, this family business is interesting. Can you remember that famous election for the educated Sydney seat? You would have been a schoolboy then.
I was, yes.
But what was your brother's position on that in that election? Arthur V. Dias, whom did he support?
He supported E.W. Ferreira.
No, not E.W. Ferreira. I was thinking of the election between Ramanathan and Marcus Fernandez.
Oh, yeah. Other than Ramanathan, I think. I want to be doing schoolboy to class.
You supported Ramana?
Yes, I mean, as a schoolboy, I have no way of nothing but the interest of that. Because we thought he was a better man. In our personality, we knew. Well, he was our doctor.
But Ramana had played a political role before.
Yes, thank you. A successful political role.
And did you feel that...
These things also, this is how these things happen. Now Ramanathan made a good political role. And he saw that all the benefits the group would have. That was just the source, that's what he would say. I'll give you proof. Now at that time, there was building grounds. First school. While 60, perhaps 70% of the building grants, Ramanathan saw that all that building grants went to Japan. You can keep it up, still there. And even in my life, Ullaratna did see to it at some time. So he's...
Marilyn?
Ullaratna. Ullaratna was at the latest stage, it's only at the very late stage, but he also saw that this can be, you can take, get this money. And he also started getting money for another party. Huh? Now, D.V. Jayateshwar, it never occurred to D.V. Jayateshwar that money could be earned. He was married by Vishwapa Vidyalaya. At a very late stage, he got 12,000 or 15,000 rupees for Vishwapa Vidyalaya. But the rest, I can... major portion of the money, mission, CMS.
Did you feel that James Pierce was somewhat a lazy type?
But he was not a chap who was out to trust himself. At the same time, James Pierce was there on Asia's white people or 50 set of people.
Peculiar.
They are little proud. All of the country. Not when I say all is not. We're getting you here to go on the poker again.
Wasn't his father, no, his grandfather is supposed to have been a bungalow trader.
Huh?
Isn't it David Rendra Pili? His father. his grandfather. His father was mountainous spirit.
And therefore,
the Bengal place is there. Well, it's
a poor family. No. They are people in a certain other way. Mm-hmm. At a certain stage, they lost everything. And they are not poor family. For 20 years, people will say that 20 years, and learn with love and difficulty under lamplight and all that. Street light. Then they ask a story.
How did they lose the money?
What I can say is, James Peter's mother had a fair amount of wealth at the time of later on. Not James Peter. The mother was, James Peter's mother was, room for this, just after it in the hospital.
Yes.
That was house in which James Peter's mother was living later. Edward Pace was living there, that's the youngest brother. He was not a successful man.
Edward or Edmund?
We call him Edward. There were three others, Charles Pace, James Pace and this
Edward.
Yeah. So Charles Pace is as an orphan. He lived there. I mean, he was my father's mother. James Pace is... Charles Pace is...
He married Geronis Pace's daughter and then he married a demon.
Yes. So this... The other Mrs. Walshaga, you see, aunt, like a better sister.
And what was he?
Who?
Edward.
He was just I don't think he had that much of an education. He was just there. He had enough money to live and live well. And then his mother used to, those days, all the doctors used to go to that place.
Uh-huh.
Next to the hospital. Just upstairs building.
I see.
All the doctors. Every one of them, I think, all the fellows who have been doctors in the good old days, the boarders at UAP.
Well, can you remember what your brother felt about this famous election for a famous Colombo seat in 1921, the one which Pires and Ramarasam fought to?
James Pace was an honest, careful, good, really practical, interesting, intelligent person.
But I thought Arunachalam got annoyed because these people insisted on having the city of Colombo seat when he was hoping that the Tamil would get it. Then in 1924, before universal franchise, there was an election for Kanagur, and I think E.W. Pereira won it.
Yes.
Who did your family support?
Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
We are E.W. Pereira's supporter, right too. I can remember I lost bill that day. I had a vote. I was very keen to go and vote for it. I was having temperature, but my mother would tell me to go.
Who was the opponent? Then later in 1931, Susanta de Fonseca was contested by Jayadeva, wasn't it?
M.H. Yes.
M.H. Yes. What was the opposition then?
My brother supported M.H. Jayadeva. They used to work together. M.H. Jayadeva has done a lot of work, actual work, for the people.
In Pandora.
In Pandora.
A small part of this interview is missing at this point because of problems that the original spool, it tore apart.
To some extent, I think the person of time is very well. When my brother takes up it, he has
refinanced. Yes, but that was a depression time. He may never have so much money.
But the other people are all in trouble. They're all in the same boat.
Told the Pereira support, MCA and MA Pereira.
I don't think they have any rights to any party in this. Very big loss. Mrs. Shankara would have been an ideal party.
Mrs.
To have the fight?
Very good person.
In a way, I think it would that she didn't win. As is free from all these unnecessary responses and worries.
From what sort of background was Jayasekhar? Was he well off? What was his father?
That I can say, they are from Mollywood.
Yeah.
And his wife, what money? Apart from his property?
He is a prophet?
Yes. Yeah. One of the leading prophets? Yes. Yeah. And his wife?
His wife being a daughter,
a merchant part. Mother of Charlie Vijayavad in Colombia.
Yes.
The Hindi.
Yes.
A public trustee.
Yes.
Their sister.
Oh, I see.
They are also people of a neighboring village who have come and reside in Pangu. But they are merchants.
What was the position taken by your family on the election in Corona between E.W. Pereira and A.P. Jayasurya?
My brother is always for E.W. Pereira.
But he won first time and second time he lost.
Yes. A.P. Jayasurya is not a kachan. E.W. Pereira. But E.W. Pereira is a good kid. He didn't respect or regard anybody.
With hearty?
No, very. The way he walked also, otherwise, now, if you just say, good job, he's not an intelligent fellow at that much. Huh? Very good, good natured, he's not a rich chap.
I think E.W. Pereira refused to canvass votes, didn't he? He didn't.
Oh, yeah, he would have, yeah, he's that type of man, he is. In the first few elections, that type of thing would appear.
Mm.
But later on, and people fully expected people to.
Mm. What about the fact that he was a Christian and AP was a man of the area and a Buddhist?
No, not that. It's entirely Buddha Pereira's attitude. But maybe genuine sort of Jack, you know.
And he's also from that area, isn't he?
Yes.
And E.W. Ferrer was in court case.
But yet, E.W. Ferrer would have wanted to be the member if he had done. Yeah, I'm going to be the member. I'm going to be the member.
I think that's a good phrase. Neither a diplomat nor a politician, but an autocrat.
Yes.
If I may ask something on an entirely different line. Now, your family and Mr. Arthur Dyer, what sort of properties did you have? Was it rubber or coconut or tea?
Yes,
tea and rubber. More of what? Tea or rubber?
Equal.
The position is good. I can grow these products from my past. Yes, the position of we have tea. Now, people are Bharatiya and my father, hi. My father, they are the people who made money in the early 90s. So those people in Maratua, they have some plant of coconut.
Here. Northwestern province. Here. Lamadi.
Here. Now they are not fighting up malaria. My father didn't want to risk malaria. But my mother, some of those people in Maratua wanted my father to plant coconut. Then he had to go to Nadala.
This is very interesting, you know, this business of Moratuwa people going into the northwestern province. Neighbors, no?
Yeah.
Going there. But Pagira people have gone into Horana and Matugama, that area.
Ah, this is how it happened. As I told you, the Moratuwa people started over there. And then my father was the rich man then. So he wouldn't go there because of this malaria was fighting. So he planted in this area. Then the other generation who got built up in Panadura followed my father's footsteps.
I see.
And they again. So, because at the start they had forested rubber. But then there was a rubber boom in 1926. The rubber went up to 150, I forget exactly, selling this rubber boom. And it was 2 rupees off. And then these people got a lot of money. So then they reinvested that income, planting more of
it. Yes, I see. I was wondering whether it worked this way too. You see, the money from coconut came a bit earlier than rubber. Coconut was more important earlier.
Yes.
And the Morotu people made some money and bought before the Pandur people, you know, Geronis Pisoisa, very early. And they went into coconut, and so they had contacts, they had interest in coconut. And they continued in that line, in that area. Pandur people came a bit late. And already the Morotu people were monopolizing the coconut. So they decided to go directly.
Not that. Why? Now, where is the relationship? But, are you right now? Jacob.
Demand.
Five. That was my father's time.
That's true.
So they were all, working together. These Morotu Dimmel and my father were all working in a way together. I don't mean what sister, my sister used to say that my father, he used to say that my father also used to, say my father also used to do a certain amount of work. With my father, I had never even asked her why, what, at least as to what they were doing. But he says, you can remember, D.S. Sennayak and Appa Sennayak coming to Edmund House as children those days. So they must have had some sort of connection. Mm-hmm. Though they are different paths, but the other people are the same community. So these people didn't go there. So when and now, they saw that we were making money. As you say, they didn't have partly correct. Huh? Now they didn't know what coconut would have brought. So they saw what rubber and rubber was bringing.
The people in Pandur.
My father was getting the money, we were getting something in the
yes.
So they knew what rubber was bringing. And they didn't have no need for them to see. That's why now. They knew what time they were going, which they knew what they were going to say about the Indian and their father used to speak. Didn't think of it. The father people have grown very little coconut, hardly any.
Only PCH tax.
Yes. He gets some money and he got some land. But that is not about Madhubade estate from Soisa.
He got Madhubade from Soisa?
Yes. That's some nearly 500 acres land.
Is it correct to say that M.A. Ferreira's father and others were fairly well off, but the fourth M.A. Ferreira lost some money and then began again?
That's correct. Yes, very long. And very, very long.
And then he lost money.
Yes.
How did he lose it?
That's why he had a bad type.
Mm-hmm.
But then, he had a bad type. That's after he got married also. I can't understand why he often told by my father as to why he did this. I can't understand. If that happened,
mm-hmm.
or whether he was told by my mother, I don't. Sometimes it's daughter.
He married my father's sister.
No, she married my sister.
Your sister, that's right.
Yeah. So that's the eldest daughter, the family. Dilma's mother, my father's, my eldest sister. So she is the eldest sister of the family. So, and this the eldest.
Is she was even older than Harry?
No, he's the eldest. Yes. You know, now another thing that's interesting, you can see it only at Edmund. I don't think we have, but I'll see whether I have got that here. Huh? The influence of Christianity in Pandur. At the time of, now my father is a leading Buddhist, he had done lots of work. He had this controversy and finance and all that. Now he is a champion of Christ. Huh? He won't have to go to anybody, we also have invited that, an official does not Now, when he died, he was not a photograph. Everyone is in black.
Now, your father, did he do his business in English or Sinhalese? Sinhalese. I mean, he hadn't had any formal education. He was a self-made man, wasn't he?
He must have had some self-made education. But he was able to convert in English.
Oh, yes. Did he write at all in English? Articles or anything?
No, I haven't seen any, but I have only seen his signature. His signature also indicates that he was his fish was quite
good.
There was other had kept a few checkbooks and counterparts there where he asked for his signature. But I also didn't know that he had an English degree. I think they must have all had. Now he and Arnold?
Yes.
They must have had a degree of principal or he had a better degree, between the two.
Isn't it correct to say that the Panzer controversy arose because Arnold Dias became a Christian on his marriage?
Yes, that is correct. That's the correct question. I mean, not that they fought it out, but then father didn't very much like it. So you see. Scold him, I mean, and he used to scold grandfather also, that he was a good kid, you know.
So they decided to have a debate.
Debate?
Were there?
Yes. Okay. Now those days, they have had a very peaceful Vade. I don't know whether anything happened.
No, nothing. It was a
Vade. It was just a Vade. Like any school debate, they all met and they spoke and they said various things and they never used bad words. They didn't like what happened in Parliament today. They are far more honorable fellows. I take this Parliament. I mean, even the so-called... Now you take media gold the other day. How he runs down for the newspaper. His own...
Teacher,
sometimes his own assistant director. Okay. One thing, they all lived in a very peaceful life. They all grew. Now we also, that's where we stand now. We have all grown in an extremely peaceful atmosphere. And then as far as we go, we have been always above all.
About?
Want.
Want, yes.
Yes. Now, this morning I have just answered you this question. We are content. We are content. Now, you take me, I am the only survivor. I am content. And this morning I was wondering, whether we have it or whether we don't have it, we are content. We are content not to have all. So I was just wondering whether this contentment which I think I have, this view, what we call, this, what I call want, is more than, it's not want actually.
It's because you have something but you want more.
No. Now I think I am contented with what I have. Huh?
Yeah.
So that means what I have, I am having more than what one should have to be discontented. Now I think I have this. I'm quite content.
That's a fear, right.
But then there will be very much better ones.
Yes, I see.
So, I know if I want, I can have that toss anyway. So, now, I'm not discontent because I have it.
Yes. But then the person who doesn't have anything?
Now he's craving.
Yes, so it's not want, it's craving.
Yes. He's craving for it. So then he gets discontent. I don't crave for it because I am satisfied. It's only this morning, you know,
Oh,
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.